Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey everybody, this is DJ Q for the Golf News Net Radio Network. We now return you to Jay's Place, already in progress.
Okay, everybody, welcome back to Jay's Plays one more time. I am Jay Flemmer of the Golf News Net Radio Network. And Jay's Plays normally is brought to you by Spring 44 Vodka. It's the crisp, clear, freshest Colorado spring water that makes a difference. And by Swifties, all-American Irish-American restaurants up and down I-87, along I-90. But I think today it's brought to you by South Fun Chinese Food. Hey, you need yourself a B14 special delivered in the middle of the interview? No problem. So we're back with John Sanford and his egg rolls. And also as our special guest today, the director of golf and the PGA head professional at Granite Links. A few super warm Jay's Place. Welcome to Stephen Clancy. Stephen, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Pleasure.
Okay, do you want to ratchet with yours or not?
Hey, you guys are laughing, but I'm the one that's eating.
He wants extra MSG.
I got plenty of that.
I actually saw somebody order extra MSG once.
Oh, boy.
It was so frightening. I think it was in, like, Springfield or something. We were down in, it's funny, I don't know what possessed us to not go to D'Angelo's. I have to confess, guys, since we're talking about a wonderful Massachusetts golf course, that the minute I crossed that border and the minute I see that D'Angelo's sign, I got a number 9 steak pita halfway down. I'm sorry, Mr. Lou, I know that the show chow mein is fantastic, but those number 9s get me every time.
Gotta try that. I haven't tried that one yet.
Yeah, I don't know if we go with the Angelos too strong here, but if you enjoy it, that sounds great.
Number 9 steak pita. So that's why I got in at midnight instead of at 10 o'clock. You know, I was very lucky that we had a good night's sleep at Granite Links because it was a really packed weekend. And we're going to be finishing up an article about it, everybody, so you'll be able to read all about, driving out there, playing George Wright, going to the Foo Fighters concert, which was fantastic, by the way. You know, you have to love it when a guy shouts out, we're not one of those bands that just plays around for 2 little hours. Oh, no, we're going to go through, we can't play anymore. And then, happily, we had a later tea time at Granite Links, so we were able to sleep in a little bit. But a wonderful day there. My wingman and I both had a fantastic time, we played 18. I toured the other 9 while Mike hung out in your really fun rooftop/hilltop bar there overlooking pretty much a 270-degree panoramic view of not only the Boston skyline, but also one of the harbors and one of the nice forested reservation areas. So tell us a little bit about, where Granite Lakes is located in relation to Boston, Stephen, and some of the amenities that you have there besides golf.
Yeah, sure. So we're 7 miles just south of the city, right down off of Route 93, so pretty quick commute from the city. The golf course is a 27-hole facility, 27 championship golf holes, obviously designed by Mr. Sanford. The club has a fantastic restaurant, the Tavern, which is great, has tremendous food, great price points, usually has a great business and a good following there. Along with the food and beverage theme, we've had a Crossing Nines, which has seen tremendous growth. It's a great atmosphere, sits right above Milton 9 Green, overlooking the city, outdoor patio, fully stocked bar, full menu. And it has been tremendous, during the summer months. It's just a great place to hang out either after a round or come up to hit golf balls on our practice range. And the practice range just there has been great. It's you know, obviously close to the city, so we have a big following there with the number of people that come in. We've got about 30 bays. We'll light that 6 nights a week until 10 o'clock. And it's been tremendous. It's just a great place to practice, hang out, socialize, and just take in the whole atmosphere of Granite Links.
It really was a sizzling scene up there on a Sunday afternoon. You know, you would have thought that there was a Patriots game on. The place was absolutely packed. And the food was marvelous, even the Chinese food offerings. I think I had, like, the Thai spring rolls or something. But getting back to Brass Tacks, now, the greatest thing about the facility is the strength of the golf holes. I'm in particular a huge fan of Quincy and Milton nines because I like the more windswept, rugged, feel of those clifftop holes where, you know, you had a lot of fast and firm options. You had a lot of options around the greens. It was very playable. For other nine, the Granite Nine being a little bit more target-style marshlands course, but why don't the two of you take turns explaining a little bit about the flavor of the golf holes and some of the strongest holes on your favorite parts of the property?
Okay, John, I'll let you go first since you drew it up.
Well, you know, I think it's interesting the way you mentioned that, Jay, because really, and that you like the more open nines, and I might even get them wrong because it's been so long, but the Quincy and the Milton nines, are really the ones that are built on the landfill, so they tend to be more open, whereas the middle nine, and I correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that's the Quarry nine now. Is kind of in between the landfills. I mean, you've got the Quincy landfill on one side and the Milton on the other. And in between, we actually had some natural ground where there was, you know, stands of trees and some quarries. I think one of the real strong parts of the whole complex, the 27 holes, is that you have these different experiences where you have the two nines that play pretty much out on the landfills, on the terraces that are treeless and more linksy, and then you have more of a target parkland style nine in the middle there that's a completely different environment and challenge.
Steven, how about you?
Yeah, so the three nines, obviously there's a lot more similarities than differences. The Granite nine is a little bit narrower. It can take longer clubs out of your bag if you're going to try and manage yourself on the golf course. We don't have to hit as far as we want to, but definitely keeping some tee balls in play and putting them in the right spots. Overall, I'm a big fan of the Quincy Milton rotation, which we don't get to do too often at the club. I think both Quincy and Milton, as you mentioned, it hit some higher elevation points. So
yes.
I'd say on average those high points about 260 to 285 feet above sea level. So any breeze, you're definitely going to feel a little bit more on those two nines where granite gets down a little bit lower. But they're all pretty similar. I think granite will play a touch shorter and you need a little bit better course management. I think Quincy nine will play longer. And if I had to pick a favorite, I'm a big fan of the Milton 9. I think it's just a good, good, solid 9 holes there.
My favorite parts of the golf course skip around a little bit, but on the Milton 9 in particular, I love 4 and 5. Walking along that edge of that drop-off, whether it's a ravine or a bluff, I'm really not sure. But, you know, there's the wind coming off of that and just whipping across in a vicious crosswind, but absolutely wonderful for golf because, you know, that puts a little guy like me back in the game. You know, the big hitters are going to get lost in the wind if they can't play a crosswind. A little guy like
right.
me can hit stingers all day, you know, and keep the ball in wind shoes, keep it nice and low. So that was just dramatic golf there, not only because the views were fantastic, but more so because of the design of the hole and the way you had to think your way around it. And yes, you know, that wind coming off you and slapping your clothes as you're standing there, it's just exciting. And then turning around and coming back, standing on the tee box and seeing two mounds, okay, the mounds of Venus, as I like to call them, and my buddy who was with me, he called them Marilyn Monroe, but either way, you've got the two mounds, in between the two mounds, a picture window view of the Boston skyscrapers and skyline. Just majestic, playing golf shots up that hill, and the green was a skyline green silhouetted against that backdrop. It was just fantastic.
Yeah, no, it's a great spot. It's funny. Milton 3, the par 4 prior to that location that you're discussing, I would consider probably my favorite hole at the facility. Pretty challenging, demanding tee shot, solid iron carry over water. That kind of finishes off somewhat of a tougher start for that Milton 9. So Milton 1, Milton 3 being two very strong holes. Kind of when you get to that Milton 4 tee box, you feel like the course is going to ease up a little bit. It starts to play a little bit fairer. You do start to feel the breeze a little bit more as you're rising up in elevation. But well, I think what's great about that combination is, you know, for the majority of our clientele that's coming out of the city, they want to relax. You get to Milton 4 when you play that heading towards the Blue Hills Reservation, you kind of feel like you're in the mountains of New Hampshire. And then you finish out that hole and you come back and you can kind of play your shot either off of a Hancock Tower or the Prudential, and it gets you back into that city skyline. And it's pretty cool. You know, you feel like you're in two different atmospheres as you start to play those couple holes and get yourself through the middle of the Milton side.
Now, we've talked about Baritz greens and we've talked about terracing and reverse camber. John, what other architectural design principles can you point to there as textbook examples of cool things in your quiver that you'll use that people should look for when they go to play your golf courses, and in particular when they go to Granite Links?
Well, I'm a big fan of shot options. And, you know, where we had the width out there, you know, I think we did a pretty good job on some holes with giving the players some different shot options off the tee. One of the holes that comes to mind is, I believe on that same nine, is the eighth hole. And I have to be honest here, when we designed it and built it, the nines had different names and the holes had different numbers and everything's changed. So,
I will agree, though. I wish that I had mentioned the width before. Some of those fairways are 80 to 90 yards wide. So if you do happen to hit a stinker, you know, you can find it and hit it back. I hit my second shot on the first hole on the Quincy 9 from the ninth fairway, an entire terrace above, but it gave me a really cool downhill view to the green, too. So continue. You were talking about width is one of your great trademarks. What else did you throw in at Granite Links?
Well, like I was saying, I mean, the shot options off the tee, there's some holes, I believe it's the eighth on that hole where you can hit it up top on the left and have a straightforward, pretty simple short iron into the green, or there's lots of room to the right, and there's super wide fairway, but if you, you know, bail out or you play down on the lower right side, you've got a uphill shot over a long bunker to a raised green. So there's some strategy out there. Another hole that comes to mind is the ninth hole, and again, I'm not sure which nine and how it's named today, but it's a drivable four.
Granite nine.
Thank you, Stephen. You know, where again, you can play out to the right to the wide part of the fairway and you know, play safe off the tee, but then you're going to have a more challenging shot, you know, downhill somewhat over a quarry to a shallow green. So, you know, it's the risk reward and the strategic quality that I really, that's what I'm fond of.
And give us a few more specific examples of places where, you know, people are going to have to, maybe it doesn't have to be Granite Links, perhaps a Turkey Point or somewhere else, some of your great golf holes that have strategic options like that.
You know, no matter what course it is, it's really all about angles. You know, and I like to use the word oblique. where you're standing on the tee and you're looking at the landing area and even out to the green, and that the fairway is slanted in one direction or another. People call them tape holes or whatever you want to call them, and you pick the line of play, and the safer line you play, the more difficult the next shot is going to be. I mean, we have holes like that at Ferry Point, at Juliet Falls here in Florida, at certainly at Granite Links. It's just good, solid, strategic design. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, how many players are of the caliber that can really appreciate that? And my response is that, you know, I think anybody who's passionate about the game, no matter what their handicap is, can appreciate the strategy and try to execute the line of play that suits them at that point in time and gives them an option on the tee to think and plan out their strategy for that hole.
How about you, Stephen? What to you and to the other very good players and tournament players are the toughest holes on the facility, and what are the most interesting holes?
Yeah, sure. So in terms of difficulty, I think they come pretty early on the Milton 9. Milton number 1 is a relatively long par 4, plays downhill off the tee, requires a really good solid shot into a well-guarded green. John designed it with a green you usually play in from the left side. It's a little tough to get in on that angle. He's guarded it very well with bunkers on the left side of the green. It's a pretty solid hole. I mentioned earlier my favorite hole being Milton 3. You need a good tee shot to get it up the hill and keep it in the fairway grass, and then it's going to require a solid iron to hit to a green that is, in essence, you probably need to carry a pond that's played its boat 150 yards up to the putting surface. So I think out of the gate, those two holes are very strong and are going to test you early. For most golfers, if they can make a par or bogey par coming out of the gate, they're off, you know, to a pretty good round.
Three is a difficult hole because that pond comes in at a strange place. You know, like holes that sometimes dogleg in an awkward place.
Right.
You know, too short perhaps or too long. That pond is in a weird place. It's right where you want to hit your drive.
Well,
which means it probably is perfectly placed.
You know, depending on the player, if you have a longer player, today I actually played 9 holes on Milton with one of our members, Joe Harney. He's actually the 2015 Mass Open champion. He's hitting a 3-wood off of the tee. He's a young guy. He's a lot stronger than me. And, you know, I'm hitting a driver. I've got plenty of room to hit it. So the longer hitters, when they're playing the back tees, that pond really isn't in jeopardy. But, when you've got to hit your second shot to that green, I mean, you need to hit a good iron. So I think that hole plays great. Now, what we've done a little bit since John left. You know, obviously the golf course is pretty well guarded with fescue grasses. We decided to cut back some of that fescue, give players an option to actually use the fairway left of the green and left of the pond for a layup, which is a smart play for a majority of our golfers. So that gives you a little bailout and an easy opportunity to go ahead and make your bogey if you can't make an up and down from there for par. So
there are a lot of easier bogeys, much harder pars at Granite Links.
Yeah.
That's true too.
Yeah.
One good reason being all of the great options around the green. There's a lot of room in the form of chipping swales, and in the form of greenside areas that's shaved, where you have all kinds of options, like you were talking about, John. You can pitch and check, you can bump and run, you can lob wedge, or you can putt.
Love those areas.
That's great for us amateur golfers because it gives us a chance to do what we do best rather than have to hack out with a wedge all the time.
Well, and Jay, what I like about those, what I call chipping hollows around the greens, down at fairway height or even tighter, is it's kind of an equalizer for the higher handicappers. They can always putt it out of those low cut hollows. And, you know, we've all played with higher handicappers that have, hit chili dipped a few or sculled them over the green, and that's where they lose a lot of shots. But if you give those higher handicap players, those public golfers, an opportunity to putt the ball from those hollows, you know, eight or nine times out of ten, they're at least going to get it on the green and get down in three.
Yeah, and the funny thing about it is that, you know, the higher handicappers usually don't think to do that much. I'm one of those guys. I do it all the time. You know, pardon my dislocating my own shoulder, patting myself on the back, but I'm damn good at it, okay? I mean, I knock them in sometimes or I put them close. And I'm talking, I hit a big drive on number four, on the Quincy 9, and from 100 yards out, I tried to hit the green with a putter just to see if I could, and I put it 12 feet from the cup, okay, and, you know, winking at Mosley as we walked, from 100 yards, and he just shook it with a blade, okay, not with a mallet putter, with a blade, okay, with an old aim, and Mosley just looked at me shaking his head, and he goes, man, you ought to be shot in Texas for that if you ever try it there.
Hey, the old Texas
Fed,
right?
And they'll shoot you on general principle if you do that too often. And one other beautiful thing about that, and I'm glad we got into putting in and onto the greens, because the other thing that I've noticed about both Granite Links and Fairy Point, and I've played all over the world, the greens are immaculate. They are so perfect, you can putt with one hand, and I did all day. You know, especially the short ones. They roll perfectly true.
And that's, yeah, you know, I mean, obviously that's a... Go ahead, Stephen.
No, I was just going to obviously extend a compliment to our superintendent, Brad McDonald, his entire staff. I mean, they're doing a phenomenal job. It hasn't been the easiest season. It's been relatively dry here, but he's kept those greens great. You know, we come off of a three-day member guest in July. We're getting ready for a club championship in mid-August, early to mid-August, and the greens have been phenomenal, and that's just kudos to the superintendent. The design of the greens are good, but obviously his care on them each day, he's done a wonderful job. You know,
yeah. The entire great course, in fact, was pristine. It was in outstanding shape, and you know, it was a joy both to play visually, intellectually, and, you know, from a standpoint of agronomy and soils and drainage as well. So, and it was just a ton of fun. There was a great vibe. There's a lot of energy there. There's a lot of life there. You know, everything from young kids to hipsters to hotties to, you know, middle-agers who were trying to, you know, drink from the fountain of youth. Okay, and lots of couples, 60-year-old couples and 20-year-old couples and everybody in between, you know, all drinking on the veranda of the Crossings 9, all hitting balls at the practice range, so much so that, you know, my wingman, okay, who is, you know, remarkable when it comes to, you know, he gives James Bond a run for his money in the ladies department. He said, I got to come up here. I got to make this place on my A-list. So when Mike Mosley gives you a recommendation like that, there you go. All right, so closing out, some final thoughts, you know, some things that you'd like to leave the listeners with that might draw them to come out to Boston and you know, come and play around golf, come and have a great meal, check out one of the museums, or see my beloved Red Sox at Fenway. John, what do you got for us?
Well, I just, you know, kind of going back to what Stephen was saying about the conditioning, and you know, really, I say this all the time, you know, no matter how good we might or may not design the course, most courses are really judged on their condition. And, you know, it's so good for me to, so nice for me to hear that the greens and the whole course is in great shape, because that's not always the case. You know, when we design a course, you know, years ago, and, you know, sometimes they can go into disrepair, especially, you know, this day and age when the business is tough. But it's just a real pleasure for me to hear that it's in great shape and people are enjoying it and there's good energy there. And, you know, we have a saying, when the greens are good, everything's good. The fairways are better, and, you know, all the way down to the hamburgers and the cocktails and at the bar are better when the greens are good. So
you mean the egg foo young and the chop suey?
and the lochu, you know, the Chinese sake. But anyway, you know, it's a pleasure.
And the unagi and the takuso.
Absolutely.
Okay, you know, how about you, Steve? Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously there's a great atmosphere at the club. It's a fun place to be. It's a great golf course. The conditions have been dynamite. But you know what? Selecting the right tees, I mean, it's a playable golf course for all. Some hear rumors of Ossescu or think that it's a little tight, whether they think the Granite 9 is now, whatever the case may be. But, I mean, the golf course is playable for everybody. The fairways are pretty generous. As you mentioned earlier, you can get it around. So I just, you know, I want to make sure that everybody knows that, you know, it's definitely playable and it's a great place to play. It's a lot of fun. There's a good variety of holes. It's a great design and the conditions right now are fantastic. We actually did get a little bit of rain, the last couple weeks. So the rough is all greened up. He's been doing a great job with greens and the fairways and the tees are, you know, are fine. So, you know, just understanding that it is a fun golf course to play and it's fun for all playing levels.
Well, I'm looking very much forward to coming back because I want to see and play the Milton 9, the one that I didn't get a chance to bash the ball around, and also because I need to see my beloved Red Sox. I had such a fantastic time at Fenway seeing Foo Fighters. It was just a day that will go down in rock history. Watching David Grohl roll around the stage in a wheelchair tricked out to look like the Game of Thrones throne, but instead of swords, it's got guitar necks and laser lights. Okay, definitely one of the most absurd scenes, you know, in the history of rock and roll music. But I want to go back because I've got a banner that I bring with me to Fenway every time I go to a game. And I love unfurling it around the fourth inning. I never have to buy another drink for the rest of the night because we open up this big, huge banner and it says, I'm from NYC and I hate the Yankees. Place goes bonkers.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, that'll work.
So, we've got Marino Parasenzo coming up on the next segment of the show. I don't think we're going to have any, you know, Mugu Guy Pan or Tom Young or whatever they call that. Oh, hot and sour soup. Instead, I think it's going to be spaghetti bolognese and some terrific analysis of what's happening on the tour and what's happening with Tiger Woods, you know, what the future is going to hold for the great names that had such a fantastic year this year. Just very quickly, guys, before we go to break, wrap up to your thoughts on the year on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, for me, I mean, good year. I like to see these young guys. Great to see Jay get a major. Obviously, Spieth, we're starting to see his impression on the tour and a fan following with younger guys, which is good. I think it's been a great year for the PGA Tour. Got some young, good young players to watch that are going to really make that tour look good over the next few years. And obviously a tremendous amount of talent out there to, that, you know, you could see a new winner every week, which I think is great.
John, your thoughts?
You know, Jay, I spent a few days up at Whistling Straits during the PGA. And I really went there for a couple reasons. One of them was to, I just was really interested in looking at the golf course and obviously watching some play. And I got to tell you, I mean, what a demanding golf course. I mean, visually is as dynamic and as exciting as any golf course you'll ever see or play. I'm a big Pete Dye fan. I love his work. But I guess what I'm trying to say here is that for these kids, for Jason Day and Spieth and the other guys that were in the hunt to shoot what they shot on that golf course, playing 7,500 yards long. I mean, it's platform
and
golf.
All that trouble, yeah.
It's platform golf, tee to green. I mean, really demanding shot makers golf course. Great strategy, and for those kids to shoot 15, 17, 20 under par. I mean, we're just seeing a whole new crop of phenomenal golfers that I think are going to carry us forward for the next 10, 15, 20 years.
Yeah. Whistling Straits is supposed to be a hard golf course, and they dismembered it.
I mean, until you go there and see it, you can't appreciate it.
like they do. Even if you don't see it live, watching it on TV, it, believe me, everybody, it's as scary in real life as it is looking at it on TV, more so because it's much sillier. You know, the one thing you don't see on the two-dimensional TV, you know, no matter how many 55 inches of high-def goodness you've got in there, is you just don't see exactly how steep all those hills are. You know, each step and the terrible lies, and for those guys to just play darts on that golf course, it might have been a combination of the rain came at exactly the wrong days, you know, and they had a lot of rain to begin with for the entire season, but still, 20 under in a major, that's just out of control. The moment that everybody points to is when Jason Day, who had something like 6 400-yard drives and a dozen 350-yard drives, hit one on 11 on Sunday so far, and so far past where Jordan Spieth was. And Spieth just looked at him and said, "You've got to be kidding me." And Jay just flexed his bicep back at him and grinned. So, but Marino will give us a lot of that, and he'll give us a breakdown of what else is happening in the golf world. John, Stephen, thank you both so much for being on the show.
No, pleasure to have. Pleasure to be on, yep. And John, I hope that fortune cookie indicates more success in your golf course design work. Good to hear from you.
Thanks.
Hey, what did the fortune cookie say, John?
You know, I haven't. I've been on the phone with you guys. I haven't been able to get to it yet.
I opened up one once that said, "Stick with your wife." All right, everybody, we'll be back after this.
That bump music means we're going to have to take a short break. Don't go away. We'll be back at the second half of the show in just a minute.
This is your main man, DJ Q, and you're listening to Jay's Place on the Golf News Net Radio Network.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When your team's curious and ready to grow, they do their best work, and that changes everything. At CBT Nuggets, we've spent over 25 years making IT training engaging, hands-on, and fun. Expert-led courses, virtual labs, real-world skills your team can use right now. From networking to cloud to cybersecurity, we build skills and confidence that drive results. Believe in your team. Give them the tools to thrive at cbtnuggets.com/solutions.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.